I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. We're diving into something super important today, self-care. You know, that buzzword everyone throws around. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not just a trendy hashtag, it's a lifeline in the constant hassle of modern existence. Think about it. How often do we put ourselves last in the priority list, running on fumes and hoping for the best? It's like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire, you might get some ground cover, but it's not sustainable, right? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about actively nurturing your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. It's about recognizing your limits, setting boundaries, and prioritizing what truly fuels your soul. Ever felt like you're constantly running on empty? Like you're juggling a million things, and there's just no time for yourself? That's a clear sign you need to hit the self-care reset button. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you understand the true meaning of self-care. 1. It's personal. Self-care isn't one size fits all. What nourishes your soul might be completely different from what rejuvenates someone else. Some people find solace in meditation, while others crave a good hike or a heart-to-heart with loved ones. The key is to discover what truly recharges you and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Think of it like your own personal fuel tank. You wouldn't run your car on empty, would you? So don't deplete yourself either. 2. It's not selfish. We often get caught up in the idea that self-care is selfish, but let's be real. Taking care of yourself is essential to being able to show up fully for others. You can't pour from an empty cup. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy, patience, and compassion to give to those around you. It's a win-win situation. 3. It's about saying no. Boundaries are your best friend when it comes to self-care. Learn to say no to commitments that drain your energy or compromise your values. Remember, it's okay to put yourself first sometimes. Think of it as investing in your own happiness and well-being, a smart move, right? 4. It's a daily practice. Self-care isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing commitment. Make small, conscious choices throughout the day that support your physical, mental, and emotional health. Take a few minutes to stretch, breathe deeply, or listen to your favorite song. These little acts of self-love can make a world of difference. 5. It's about progress, not perfection. Don't put pressure on yourself to become a self-care guru overnight. Start with small steps and celebrate your wins along the way. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, and don't be afraid to adjust your approach as needed. Think about that last time you felt truly overwhelmed or stressed. Where were you? What were you doing? Chances are you weren't practicing self-care in that moment. Maybe you were working late into the night, scrolling through social media endlessly, or neglecting your basic needs like sleep and healthy food. Self-care isn't about avoiding stress altogether, it's about equipping yourself with tools to manage it effectively. It's about creating a sense of calm and control even amidst life's chaos. So what can you do differently? Start by identifying the things that drain your energy and find healthier alternatives. If you're constantly glued to your phone, set aside dedicated digital detox time each day. Swap out late-night screen scrolling for a relaxing bath or a good book. Listen to your body's cues if you're feeling tired, take a break. Remember, true strength comes from prioritizing your well-being, not pushing yourself to the brink. Listen, self-care isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up as your best self mentally, emotionally, and physically. You deserve to feel your absolute best, and it starts with making conscious choices that support your well-being. So go ahead, take that break, enjoy that healthy meal, spend time doing something you love. Your future self will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below and let's inspire each other to live our best lives. Don't forget to subscribe to Wisdom Warriors for more daily doses of inspiration and practical wisdom. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.